What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
A 1-2. Ground ball, softly hit. J.P. Crawford to first. And Naylor's got it. He's got the bag, and the Mariners have the win. 1-0. A white knuckler of a ninth inning for Andres Munoz. Seattle gets a run in the first inning as Naylor drives in a Rosarena. And they hang on for dear life. The Mariners have won 8 straight games, and this is their 4th of 8 by exactly 1 run.
And this is why, courtesy of Massive Sports, by the way, this is Kevin Brown on the call. This is why there are people who say wins and losses for starting pitchers shouldn't count.
I agree.
Because on a day where Dean Kramer goes 8 innings, giving up 1 run, and that 1 run in the first inning, throwing 101 pitches, George Kirby gives up no runs in 7 innings. Dean Kramer and George Kirby, that was the definition of a pitcher's duel.
It was. It was, and I got to give Kramer a tip of the cap, I must say. I mean, you know, if he could throw out April every year,
yeah,
he's a really good pitcher.
Well, if he threw out if 4.17 ERA, he threw out April's ERA, I think it's like almost under 3.
Yeah. No, seriously, he threw a beauty of a game yesterday against a really good team.
And I said it yesterday, he is the Orioles innings eater.
He is.
He went 8 yesterday, last night, throwing 101 pitches. These two guys combined for 15 innings, 1 run on 8 hits, 13 strikeouts, and a walk. That was what you got from the starting pitchers last night. I mean, if you like, and the game went quick. I mean, absolutely. I think counting Faith night, we were out of there by 10. Seriously.
Yeah.
It was just a great game. Like, I don't like defensive battles in football. I don't. I want scoring. I love defensive battles in basketball, and I love pitchers' duels in baseball. And last night was just exciting, man. It was just, you know, you don't want that because your team lost it. But that, to me, that's baseball.
Yeah.
What you saw last night was baseball.
I love pitchers' duels. I think I know people are like, you know, they want home runs, or so they say, chicks dig the long ball, all that stuff. But I love games like this, and I was really excited for Kramer because I don't know what to expect day to day when they take the field, and last night was a good outing. It sucks that they lost, and they couldn't muster 1 run, but it's the way it is.
And it, to me, it's like a microcosm of the season.
Yeah.
Your guy goes out there, he pitches great, you can't get him 2 runs. At the end, you know, in the ninth inning, it looks like you maybe get to put together a rally. And as Kevin Brown said, it was a white knuckle of a ninth inning for Nunez. But he gets out of it, and Orioles lose. They're now 13 games under 500 at 53-66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. They still, and the Mariners still roll along. So, you know, just, it's another frustrating loss, and hope they don't lose another series, but it's already, you know, they're down 1. So we'll see. It's just been that kind of. I don't want to keep. Did you see what the Brewers did?
Again, 11 games in a row.
11 games in a row. They've had a 10-game winning streak.
They destroyed
Skeen. Yeah, Skeens. Yeah.
Wasn't that the second time he's given up a run in the first inning? It may have been the first.
Is CRA still 2-1?
Yeah. He doesn't suck.
But no, the team does. He doesn't.
How long before they trade him?
They're not going to trade him. Because it's a bad organization. They're going to make him stay there and suffer through this. It's a shame.
I mean, eventually they'll trade him.
I guess. But I feel
you can't just let him walk.
I genuinely feel bad for him. Because
they're not going to resign him.
No. They won't pay him. The Brewers have 75 wins.
Their first. I think, if I'm not mistaken, also with the Blue Jays, they have 70 wins. The fastest they've gone to 70 wins during the season since 1992. You know what happened that year?
No.
They won the World Series.
Yeah.
Are we looking at baseball where the Brewers and the Blue Jays are the best two teams in each league?
Well, right now I'd have to say so, no. I mean, it looks like Tigers have kind of hit a slump. That's why I was going to, you know, I would say the Tigers were most of the year, but lately they've not been playing well. They're 5-5 in the last 10. They have still haven't approached 70 wins, and they were leading everybody far and away most of the season.
What bizarre world we living in where the Mariners are rolling down, and they make all these moves at the trade deadline to become better, and the Brewers are the best team in baseball, and the Blue Jays, who nobody, without the help of Anthony Santander, are the best team in the American League. This is a bizarre baseball world, man.
Yeah.
It is.
Different. Different for sure. The Mets and the Yankees are struggling. The Mets are 2-8 in their last 10. Soto's not having a whatever the hell he makes. It's not a good season. It's not a $50 million a year season. He's like,
can you ever have a $50 million a year season?
No, not in my opinion.
I don't think so either.
But this is not a not what you expected. But you never, again, as long as you get in, it's different. Because the Mets had the Brewers last year. And they're losing to the Dodgers in the end.
Yeah. We're here at Kays Valley Golf Course. BMW Championship begins officially tomorrow. The Pro-Am is today. And I'm sitting back as if I'm lounging in my living room. And, Ed, you're upright in that chair right there. You don't want to be this low?
No, I feel like I'm signing a treaty and I've lost.
I love
like
this
we did to the Japanese in World War II. We gave them the low chairs.
Steve, just nudge me if I go to sleep, man. Nudge me. I got the pillow on my back, pillow on my head. This is great. You can get used to this.
Yeah.
You can get these seats at the
stage. Hey, I'm all for broadcasting outdoors.
Until it gets cold.
Even then.
No. Mm-mm. No, I'll have a remote. Back at the state, back at I wouldn't say stadium. Back at the station. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Yeah, just a great pitching last night from Kramer. He's been that guy, as you said, Ed. If you can throw out April, Dean Kramer is having a heck of a season. Is he a guy that you look at? Maybe we never talk about extending Kramer. Is that a guy you want to extend? Because he seems to be. Yeah. One of those affordable guys.
He's affordable, and what do we see? What seems to happen every year with this organization? They pick up someone who is a, quote, innings eater.
And he is that.
He is that. So you have him here. He's a good pitcher. He can throw over 100 pitches easily. I mean, I know they don't want him to. He did last night, barely. But he does, and he can. He's shooting for 200 innings this season. He does exactly that. I think he's figured out that's a good way to stay in the majors a long time. But you need him because what's happened, I mean, just mentioned the Mets, what's happened to them is the starters weren't going very far at all. Their bullpen was getting gassed. So, therefore, you're not winning. And, you know, if you have someone like Kramer, it helps you a lot because your bullpen gets a nice rest. You don't have to, you know, put them in the fourth inning. So, I mean, I just think guys like him are extremely valuable.